Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. We can have a great time today. As always, I want to jump back in and talk a little bit more about the beekeeper because President Trump posted it again. The White House X account posted it again, so we really need to dig in. So I ended up watching the movie. I want to give you the latest I got comms from that. Number two, we're also going to be talking about today, which is the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. I want to make sure that you know what that is about and what they say and what Melly says. What I really think is the symbolism that that this day really is about, because you know what they necessarily the truth. All right, so then I'm also going to show you what is happening with the trip that President Trump is taking to China and what potentially could happen on that day. I want to make sure that you have that on your schedule, on your calendar, so that we are looking for these dates, because that's what's ended up really helping us a lot is when we're watching those dates and then we see the significance of it. So I hope you guys are ready. Buckle up, and here we go. So the first thing is that President Trump, the White House posted again about the beekeeper. Very important that we follow whatever if he's like trying to get our attention, then we really want to focus on that. So let's look at that. This is the video that he posted just last night. And so it's a crazy little video, but clearly they're not over it. They're not done talking about the beekeeper, and neither should we. So check this out.
Beads.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads.
Bzzz.
We'll see who brings in more honey.
That's right there from the White House X account. What is that about? Okay, so I really think that it's all a buzz. He said the buzz is real. He wants us to really buzz about this. He wants to talk about it, because this is the type of thing that is, you know, it's not that serious. It's not scary or whatever, but it's gets everyone thinking, hey, there's been a lot of symbolism and watching for that symbolism. Well, as we've been talking about before, the bees do represent royalty. Even everybody knows Queen Bee. And so it's who's going to make more honey? So really, I think what he's saying is, in this epic struggle between who's going to win, the Patriots or the cabal, well, that's the buzz, is who's going to win. And I think that's really what that video was about right there. And so, yeah, of course, the Patriots have to make these great memes. There's Pepe the beekeeper, and then, of course, our wonderful president. And I'm going to show you about this symbolism right here. I found some information about that I think you really, really will like. So here it is. I ended up watching the movie The Beekeeper, and there's Beekeeper 1, there's Beekeeper 2, so I've only just watched The Beekeeper 1, and I'm not really big on, you know, these videos where they're just like, you know, shoot them up, bang them up. That's what I call it with my husband. He likes those kinds of movies. I'm obviously much more like, I want to find out the truth. I don't have time for that. But when they're pointing out to us to watch the Beekeeper movie, then okay, that's exactly what I'll do. So this movie is fairly new, but just from 2024, and so it's a thriller, action thriller movie. And you know, to be honest, it's kind of a little bit, I don't know, I have a funny opinion about some of these. It just seems like so much of it is, you know, the action scenes where they're, you know, shooting people and banging, and busting heads and all that. And that's just not my thing. I'm a girl, whatever. So I really like the more thoughtful things. So when I want to show you some of the clips that I found that really are some comms for us and some symbolism. So you'll check it out. I want you to check it out. The thing is about the beekeeper, there's a title for the beekeeper in a position, according to this movie, above the government. That someone actually is above the government who is protecting the hive. And if you think of the hive as humanity, so we'll get to that in just a second. So the first thing, I'll pull one clip for you. This is one that is from this man who's playing the role of someone who is a former CIA director. And basically he has, he's retired and now he's doing this position where he's basically making a lot of money, and he, you know, by hook or by crook. Okay. So, and that's what we've already found out is a lot of these people, they are raised in this position. They're in a political position. And at some point, for whatever reason, they will, quote, retire, and they'll get some cushy job. So he's making a lot of money on it. But what ends up happening is he's making money at the expense of people, you know, unsuspecting older people who are being cheated out of their hard-earned money. And that's, you know, really what the whole premise of this movie is, that the beekeeper is angry because the little people are being taken advantage of. And so they're using the CIA data to be able to find people who have this money and be able to call them and trick them out of this money. Okay, so that's the premise. But here is a point where he's going to call in some of his hired guns, people who've been maybe from Delta Force or SEAL teams or whatever, and they will go in supposedly, and they're going to try to take out this beekeeper. And so I want you to, I'm actually going to make sure it's not on the audio. So I'm just going to read to you the dialogue that he's having. So, and then I'll just talk about it as we go. So check this out. When I was sworn in as CIA director, I was read into programs I never imagined existed. Well, there are programs even I wasn't privy to, like the beekeepers. The honeybee has always had a special relationship with humanity, a sacred relationship. Why? No bees, no agriculture. No agriculture, no civilization. Our nation is not unlike a beehive with its complex systems of workers, caretakers, and even royalty. If any of the beehive's complex mechanisms are compromised, the hive collapses. Someone a long time ago thought that a mechanism was needed to keep our nation safe, a mechanism outside the chain of command, outside the system. It's one mission: to keep the system safe. Again, thinking about potentially keeping the cabal safe, right? But anyway, beekeepers are given all resources empowered to act on their own judgment. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. One of the things that we have found out on the 17 board is that President Trump has these emergency powers, and that's what they never expected for to lose. And or anyone to get into this position as the beekeeper to be able to use those emergency powers. And President Trump has done so much with his emergency powers. Right now, he's like the Energy Production Act that's allowing us to build all of our infrastructure back and to, you know, to all the tariffs and all these things. He's been able to use his emergency powers to do, you know, most of what he's done, really, because we know that the courts have fought him, the Congress has fought him, you know, the media has fought him, but he's been able to get so much done using these kind of these beekeeper powers, okay? So that's what he's talking about. It's very interesting that our forefathers set this up where the commander-in-chief would have these types of powers. Talked about this on the board, that they just never expected to be able to lose that control. And that's how President Trump has been out of their control. All right. For decades, they have quietly worked to keep the hive safe. That is, until now. Of course, he's talking about keeping the hive safe and under the control of the cabal. But now, if you've got someone who's truly working for the good of the people, truly working for the good of the hive, truly working for justice and what's right, just like in this movie, just like with President Trump, then he's got to stop them, right? That's the whole point. He's on the side of the bad guys. Okay. So he says, it appears that a retired beekeeper has gone off program and is acting in what he mistakenly believes is the hive's best interest. Can't somebody just pick up the phone and tell this yahoo to stand the bleep down? That's the one thing beekeepers don't do, stand down. Not unlike bees themselves. Beekeepers keep working until they die. So he's basically one of us. No, he's not like you. Your Tier 1 operations, former SEAL Team 6, Delta Group, you're, in other words, bleeps. If you were in the same room, he would kill you. With enough of you, then maybe you just might be able to kill him before he accomplishes his goal. All right, so I wanted you to see that that's really the premise of the movie, and that they're saying that this beekeeper has gone rogue. All right, so I want you to see that. And he, what happened at the beginning of the movie? Spoiler alert: this friend of his had it was the caretaker of money for a child's group to fund programs to help children, and it was like $2 million. Well, the CIA software program that the bad guys ended up using tricked her out of her money, and she had zero money, and she ended up doing something very, very terrible and her own life, and it was terrible. And so he was very upset because the people are being, you know, mistreated, and that's what upsets President Trump so much. He personally is fine. He was fine. He didn't need this job. How many times has he said that? But here he is fighting for us because he knows we are being mistreated. And that's why he's the beekeeper, because he's going to protect us, protect the hive. All right, here's a picture. Here's a video, a clip that is pretty intense. And so I don't know if I really want to show this, but it's actually in the trailer. And it reminded me of this passage in the book of Matthew. Okay, so this kid right here is the one who was thinking it was so funny that they were taking advantage of these people who had worked all their lives and played by the rules, but these young kids, you know, tricked them out of their money. And how much is that happening right now? It's off the charts. You know, older people are being scammed because they are, you know, they trust people and they don't, you know, they don't know about a lot of these the technological things that can happen to them, and they're just being taken advantage of, and it's terrible. They actually have a new law in place that it's a felony now if you scam an older person, because it's not fair, because they've not grown up in this technological age and they don't even understand what some of these things are. So it's a felony. All right. So this, what he ends up doing, the beekeeper on the right ends up tying this guy, this criminal, who was teaching other people to do this crime, who was leading a whole big group of people to do this crime. He's a young kid, tying him to this truck and having the truck fly off into the water, into the depths of the sea, and drown. It's crazy. Y'all want to see this? Okay, I'm going to show it to you. It's pretty intense, okay? Okay, y'all ready? Okay, here you go. He winches him into this thing. He's already cut off his fingers. Yeah, he's not playing with this kid. He goes back to the truck, takes his stuff out, and this guy has no idea what he's about to do. He just puts it in drive. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, there you go. This is what this movie's about. This is the beekeeper right here. He is not playing, and it's much like President Trump, just like what we have seen just recently happening in Iran, that President Trump is just, you know, he warned him and warned him and warned him, and then he's blasting them right into hell. That's what's happening. So that's the beekeeper right there. And it reminded me of this passage that I think you just kind of heard me kind of semi-quote from Matthew. It says, but if you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, you and I know that we're talking about these people are pure evil, and they have done awful, awful things to children. And so harming children and also dragging them into evil, you know, the trickery, the satanic trickery will not be forgiven. And the Lord said it'll be better for a large millstone tied around your neck or like a truck tied around you and that you'd be dragged into the depths of the sea. I thought that was very picturesque biblical symbolism right there. What do you think? I thought so. All right. So if you are liking this, I forgot to tell you at the beginning, make sure to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you know whenever we are doing a video. We're on Rumble and we're on YouTube. And you can find all my links over on melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. So definitely share this type of information because this is our one goal is to connect what's happening with how this is biblical. This is the end of it for them. They're going to be dragged into the depths of the sea. All right, so definitely make sure you hit the like button right now. Hit it. All right, so then there's the next thing is very interesting because we've been talking about President Trump talking to that bee on the South Lawn, which was so interesting because, you know, I'd never heard such a thing. I don't think you had either. All right, so in this little clip, he's about to go crazy on this group and with using his, you know, his skills as a beekeeper and his destructive force, and nobody can seem to stop him. Hello, like President Trump. Well, at this point, he gets into his truck and he grabs the jar of honey and speaks. You can't hear what he's saying. You can't really make out what he's saying. He's speaking to the honey. I would love to hear your thoughts. Put it in the chat, put it in the comments, what you think that means. I don't really understand the symbolism of that. I find it very, very interesting that he is talking to the honey. But I will tell you what President Trump did. Of course, as you already have heard, that bee landed on his hand. And the tradition goes that he would have to inform the bees when there has been a change of rulership. And it appears that that is exactly what President Trump was doing. He keeps bringing this back up for a reason. And he's wrestling this power. As we know, Charles was there speaking to his lapdogs at the Congress to try to get them to gin up the Ukraine war. But so he's clearly still in the fight against President Trump. But President Trump is informing him and the bees that he is now the new ruler. And we're not under the rulership of this criminal cabal. So there you go. We've seen him do that. Now I want you to see. Let's see. Okay, here's the history of that. It says that telling the bees is a Western European and American tradition. Western European, as in the United Kingdom. Western European and American tradition where beekeepers inform their bees of major household events. Sounds outrageous to us, right? Births, marriages, and especially deaths to keep them from leaving or dying. Now, obviously, as the guy, that CIA director was saying, we have a symbiotic relationship with the bees. We have to have the bees pollinate or humanity's over. And we know that they've attacked the bees because, you know, it's hard for, you know, for our crops to grow. This whole thing is really what's I think, behind Monsanto. And so, you know, we really are terribly reliant upon the bees to do their job. So if the bees were gone, you know, humanity would be gone. That's just that serious. I mean, we could maybe go without a rhinoceros. We can maybe go without certain, you know, birds, the dodo bird, but we cannot go without bees. And that's why they are really the queen. This is who we have to have. And just like we have to have someone like President Trump to save humanity from these creeps. We have to have somebody like that because like the poor people of Iran, they could not protect themselves. They could not save themselves. You look at the entire, you know, U.S. military, and they're still having such a difficult time under the thumb of the IRGC puppets of the cabal. So the same thing here in America. We fought for years, but we just couldn't seem to get out from under this stranglehold. And I'm just so thankful, as I know you are, for President Trump. Anyway, so he's telling the beast, just like this amazing tradition from Western Europe and America. This ancient practice involves whispering news to the hive, often while draping in a black mourning cloth or sharing festive food. Interesting. The ritual usually performed by a family member or the good wife. The person knocks gently on the hive to get the bee's attention and softly shares the news. Now, we didn't see a picture of that, but I wouldn't be surprised if President Trump didn't go and knock on the door of that White House-inspired beehive on the South Lawn. The significance of the death is if a beekeeper dies, the bees are notified to prevent them from mourning and leaving the hive or stopping honey production. The new owner often formally introduces themselves to the bees and to establish a new relationship. So, yeah. Especially if that one beekeeper dies and the bees are accustomed to that person, they have to be told, okay, we have a new person running the hive. We no longer have Charles running the hive and the cabal running the hive. We're having President Trump is running the hive. And I'm sure the bees are very happy about that. They do it at weddings. The bees are told of the joy and even fed a piece of wedding cake. How about that? The custom has roots in Celtic mythology, where bees were seen as spiritual messengers between the living and the dead. Okay, so Celtic goes back to the Judah kings. The Celtic kings were the Judah kings. No, that's really what the origination of the Celtic kings was. This is what I've talked about before. And if you haven't seen this video, I posted right. See this. Yeah, this one right here. The one I've got these two. The one who's the true king and about the beehive, as well as we're going to talk a little bit about abroad, President Trump being abroad. I go into a lot of detail about those things there and President Trump's lineage and specifically the Judah kings and how they were coronated on the Hill of Tara and all that. So definitely check in to that if you haven't seen those already. Over on Melissa Red Pill 11 on my YouTube is the one there. But again, all my links are over on melissaredpill.com. I just think this is super cool. Often referred to simply as telling the bees, it is part of a beekeeping folklore, funeral customs, and superstitions surrounding the relationship between humanity, really, and nature. They'll say something like, "The master is dead, but don't go. Your mistress will be a good mistress to you." How about that? That's a traditional rhyme said in Nottingham, Shire, England. Can you imagine? That's exactly what they do. And when Queen Elizabeth II died, the royal beekeeper informed the palace bees and decorated their hives with black ribbons, saying, "Yes, we know we're going to be sad that Queen Elizabeth is dead, but don't worry. It's going to be okay because you've got the King Charles." I just find this very, very interesting. It's also an Appalachian custom. And again, we know that many of the people who came to America, many of the people who lived in Tennessee, I think you might know that I'm originally from Tennessee. Many of these people are originally Judah kings. I feel sure that they are. Many of them were maybe from the tribe of Judah, maybe from the tribe of Manasseh. Either way, had moved here because they would not refuse to be under the rule of King George. Really tough and hardy stock up in Tennessee. A great, great place. All right, so I want you to see that. Now I've got another clip I want you to see. Very interesting. This guy is coming to kill the beekeeper. I'll just, spoiler alert, I'll tell you, he's not going to be able to kill him. And when he does come up to him, he says something very, very interesting. He says, "Beekeeper, huh? God's right hand." Isn't that interesting? So this is part of this movie, and my strong opinion is that President Trump is anointed for this task. And I've talked about this on many different videos. If you haven't seen the sign that I have on this beautiful sign in the heavens from Revelation 12, 1 and 2 that happened September 23rd, 2017, it's on my melissaredpill.com page. This happened on the day President Trump was elected. There's no doubt, and clearly no one can stop him, just like they can't stop the beekeeper. He's saying he's the beekeeper. So, yeah, God's right hand, his anointed one. Not so different from how Nehemiah and Moses and Josiah and so many were God's right hand. So I want you to see that. I thought that was really cool. And so the little, you know, here most people are watching a movie and just kind of just watching it. You know me, I'm like, I gotta make a note of that every time I see something really cool. All right, so then this is another thing that I thought was really interesting. The FBI director is reading a little part of a book about a beekeeper when to her partner. So check out what she says. Some bees are queen slayers, kind of like the beekeeper in this movie. Some bees are queen slayers. That even though there's a queen bee who's supposed to be the head of the hive, there are some bees that will kill the queen. And here's the case in which they would kill the queen, which will rise up and kill their queen if she fails to produce the right kind of male offspring. If she fails to produce the right kind of male offspring. I find that very interesting. Okay, I'm just going to say this. Our males have really been attacked, especially the white males. And many of them are not fulfilling, especially in this day, they're not fulfilling the role that God intended for them. And so many of them have had their, you know, we know that many of them have, you know, hormones. The young men have hormones like that of a 65-year-old man. I mean, it's really, you know, that's part of the reason. They've tried to make men very effeminate so that they are not fulfilling the roles that God has given to them. Well, I think that this is talked about in the Bible that, you know, they won't, you know, be getting, you know, get married. And like, what's the issue here? Why are you not getting, if all throughout history, the men and the women have gotten married and they've procreated and what is going on? Why are the men, you know, getting with men? And what, you know, this is very similar, I think, to what this is talking about here, that they have failed to produce the right kind of male offspring, the ones who will protect the women and the children. And I really think also in the book of Joel chapter 2, where it talks about, you know, God will pour out his spirit on male and female alike. You know, we needed the women. A lot of women have really stood up and fought back and exposed the truth to their own peril, you know, and so that's, you know, that's a very important that we've done this role, because a lot of the men have had, I think, just been attacked terribly. And I think one day we'll understand more about what exactly happened, but especially, you know, the young men. And we've got to protect the hive, because the hive won't continue if we don't start making more little bees. We don't have the truth about the birds and the bees. If we don't make more little babies, then humanity will end. And that'll be the end of it, right? So this is really ultimately what has to happen, is that on so many levels, we've been attacked on so many things, whether it's the hormones or the cancer or the finances or the wars or the babies. All of this has to be fixed and to save the hive. That's what the beekeeper does. So that was very interesting that the queen slayer will do that, and if necessary. So to protect, the whole point is to protect the hive. Okay, y'all with me? That's the whole point of this this movie, is about the beekeeper is going to do whatever's necessary to protect the hive and to stop evildoers. All right, and so here's where he says, sometimes when the hive is out of balance, okay, you have to replace the queen. Okay, so I guess that's the end of where he's talking. I thought he was going to talk about that a little bit more. Okay, so yeah, so that's similar, where they're both talking about this whole thing about what is it going to take to protect the hive. All right, and potentially replacing the queen. Well, replacing the usurpers, the usurper line, as I've talked to you guys about many times. The you know, President Trump is from the true Judah line, whereas Queen Elizabeth, King Charles, going back to King George, they were fake kings, fake queens. They were not the real ones. And so they have to be replaced. because they're not the true ones who will work for the good of the hive, the good of humanity. All right, so I want to show you this clip. This key found, I found some of these things. I'm going to show you more detail. Check it out.
Beekeepers are given all resources, empowered to act on their own judgment. Outside the system.
I'm going to slow it down so you can see this. What makes you a queen bee? It's being the daughter of a master mason. How about that? That's a very interesting fact that he found. And I'm going to show you a little bit more of that, about that after this clip. Okay, did you see that? You see this symbol that Charles is wearing right there? Yeah. So, yeah, he's obviously the usurper line.
Sure you want to do this, honeybee?
What he's showing you right now, I know it's kind of going fast. All these famous people have a bee tattooed on their neck. They have been given, maybe they're the daughter of a master mason. Either way, they're being able to be in these positions to control the hive. And so the question is, as I said at the very beginning, we're wrestling the power out of the hands of the usurpers so that the real Judah King, the real one, can rule the hive and protect the hive. A lot of these AI wearables are named B. There you go. So I really appreciate him putting all that together. And so here, one of the things that he found was the order of the bees. And so this is a Masonic order, and they say it's for boys and girls. So that's, and you see this got the pentagram symbolism, as well as this beehive, that they are being able to run this beehive. So here's what it says. The term queen bee in this context refers to a leadership position within the Order of Bees, a youth initiative of Prince Hall Freemasonry. To become a queen bee, a candidate must be the daughter of a master mason or come well recommended by one. The queen bee presides over the hive. In other words, they'll do as they're told. And they're willing to do something wrong, something against their conscience. They may not have a conscience. They may have been MK Ultra'd. For whatever reason, they're willing to do whatever they're asked to do. Which is governed by a staff of 11 or 13 officers. The order uses bee-centric symbolism to illustrate collective effort and moral development drawn from Proverbs 6. Okay, so they always make it look like, oh, this is a Christian organization. And not so much. They're obviously working against humanity and not for humanity, unfortunately. All right, so I thought that was interesting. And then I found this also. And I'm so sorry. I cannot remember where I came. It was Red Pill something. I can't remember the name of it, unfortunately. But anyway, as soon as I lost the screen, I'm like, oh no, I don't know where this came from. But this is very interesting because Melania's dress is almost identical to one that that Princess Diana had worn, and her hat is so very similar. I think that's very, very interesting that she's meeting the, quote, royals on wearing this dress that is just almost exactly like Princess Diana's. How amazing is that? So I thought that was a great find. Thank you so much. And then, of course, you guys have seen this, and I'm going to just put it in this video because I want to make sure that this goes along in this whole video. So if you haven't seen this information, please go and check out those two videos I was saying before that I just posted about President Trump's lineage, because he posted this saying about his royal lineage, and he's talking about going all the way back to King James II of Scotland. The Scottish kings and the Irish kings come from the two lines of Judah, the Pharaohs and the Zara lines. Those, they come straight from there. There's two sticks rejoined, and this is where the royalty started in the United Kingdom. And so President Trump is making a joke about it, but he is truly the rightful heir, not the usurper. So he posted this, that he's going all the way down to his mother, Mary Ann McLeod, and that here he is, President Donald Trump. In other words, he didn't do this just on any day. I've been posting about this since 2019. He posted it on the day that Charles and Camilla are coming to the White House. So, yeah, letting everybody know. Everybody knows it. he's the rightful heir. Okay, so here we go about the next thing I wanted to share with you is what's going on the 14th and 15th. If you haven't seen this, I'm going to keep reminding you of this until that day arrives. This is just about a week from now. President Trump will be going to China. And so on that day, that's the 14th of May, very interesting things are happening. He's going to China. He'll be abroad. So it could be where Post 35 is enacted, which is POTUS will be well insulated, protected on AF1, Air Force One, and abroad while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. Well, this operation is what we're looking for, which is the arrest of some of these criminals. So, at least maybe the ones at the top. And it says in the other post about that a lot of them are in Washington, D.C. So this is going to happen at some point, and would be very interesting if this happened before the rededication, which is on the 17th, and before Jubilee, which is on the 24th, the 7th, the 50th day after the counting of the Omer. So there you go. That's really, really interesting that all of this timing is coming together on that. I want you to see it. Here's the other post, number 34. It says, remind you, confirmation to the public will of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States. So we'll just have to watch and see if this happens. There's also supposed to be an emergency broadcast message at that time. And that would be such an amazing thing if it happened before the rededication and before Jubilee to celebrate our country being set free from this terrible evil tyrants. I will say there's somewhere where it talked about that many of them are in, I don't know this, but they're in Washington, D.C. So many of them are right there. Let's see if I can telegraph. Let's go. Salute and pray for definitely pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace. Okay, for the following, follow the questions from this previous thread and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. There you go. So that's, yeah, it's you know, not to expect to have tanks in the streets. That's not what it's talking about. If you remember, you know, here it's, of course, talking about the targets are within D.C. You remember from the Law of War manual, you have to get back the seat of power, obviously, which is in Washington, D.C. Hence, the beehive is made in the White House. Of course, many will be arrested, but many of them are actually in D.C., in the seat of power. All right, so I want you to see that. Oh, the other thing is on that same day is when Jerome Powell, the cabal Fed chair will be stepping down, supposedly, and potentially Warsh being put in his place. So he's already passed through this, there's more to complete on his approval, but basically, you know, he would be taking his place. We'll watch and see if that happens on that date. And also, that date, the 14th of May, is Ascension Day. If you remember when our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he was with his disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended to the right hand of the Father. I would love it if beautiful day of Jesus being at the right hand of the Father is the day when the criminals are arrested. I would love that. I would love that, because that's who's the one who is at the right hand of the Father who's ruling. So much like this video where it says, you mean you're the right hand of God, right? This beekeeper, very, very, very interesting symbolism, all connected. I want you to see all that. All right, so I want you to see that. So we'll watch and see. Today is the 5th, it's Cinco de Mayo. We're going to watch and see what happens on the 14th. Here it is, Cinco de Mayo, the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. We've been counting every day. We're now in the 5th week, and now you see the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer when the Jews dance around a fiery pyramid. I'm just saying, there's nothing to see here. Nothing strange about that, right? So they're memorializing this group of 24,000 who died because they were not, quote, respectful. Reminding them to be respectful. What is that about? Now, I know that that's the story, and there are, I'm sure, many people who go out and they celebrate this, and they don't necessarily understand the real symbolism behind this. But I think that the symbolism is, and I go into it in this video on freedomforce.live, this one right here, let me see if I can click to it, this one right here on Noah's flood swept the 33s away. Okay, so you can go in and find that on melissaredpill.com. I have a feeling that they exposed themselves as the criminals, and they were not stealthy enough. And because they were not stealthy enough, they were caught. And that's how they were, it says massacred. Well, in very different places, you see massacred, you see another place, you see that it was a plague. Well, what is the truth? It's hard to know because it was such a long time ago, and the truth has been hidden. But I have a feeling they met an untimely end because they were found out that they were doing crimes against the people. So anyway, this is when they celebrate, they memorialize this and remind each other, make sure to be very, quote, respectful, be very stealthy. Be very careful to not let on, if you do a crime, that you blame it on somebody else and no one else can find out, you know, connect that it was you who did it. I think those at the top, sure, not the regular people, but the people at the top know that that is what we're remembering. Don't forget the most important thing, that you don't ever want to come out of the shadows. That's what's really happening right now, that Ball has come out of the shadows. I've been watching that other movie series, the one, The Blacklist, and he talks about them coming out of the shadows, and they're fighting back hard because they want to go back into the shadows so nobody sees them. I really think that's what Lag BaOmer is about. Anyway, so definitely check into that video right there, and I think it's interesting. And I also talk about, it's also the day, Noah's day, when the flood came and washed them away. That's the day that they can make that. And say, we don't want to be washed away in this flood. All right, so there you go. Because it was, yeah. All right, so I want you to see that. At least they commemorated that day. Yeah, here it is, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of Omer. 24,000 died. Was it a plague, or were they executed? And was it because of this lack of respect, or was it because of their trickery, that they got caught in their trickery? All right, so I want you to see that. This is the you can take a screenshot of that. The 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died in this plague between Passover and Shavuot because they didn't treat people with respect. All right. So yes, because the story really doesn't make sense that 24,000 would die because of respect. That just doesn't make sense to me. There's something else going on. I think it was that they were caught in crimes. All right, I wanted you to see this too. This is from our wonderful Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and he is talking about the cabal going bye-bye. I mean, he didn't really use the word cabal, but that's who he's talking about. So I want you to hear this clip. Check it out.
More than we do. We're stabilizing the situation so commerce can flow again, but we expect the world to step up. At the appropriate time and soon, we will hand responsibility back to you. To the incredible Americans executing this mission right now, simply thank you. Your courage, your readiness, your unmatched professionalism and precision are why the world can breathe easier today and every day. You are and always will be the greatest fighting force in human history, unmatched always. Project Freedom is underway. Commerce will be flowing, and America is once again leading with strength, clarity, and purpose for the benefit of the entire world. Our will is unshakable. God bless our troops, and God bless the mighty United States Navy as well.
Yes. All right. So I want you to see that. And the key point I want you to see is that commerce will be flowing, and America is once again leading with strength. The commerce will be flowing. So it's bigger than, you know, that we're not going back to what it was before. That's not what, yes, I know that they're doing Operation Project Freedom. They're allowing the ships to go back through there because they've been basically in this giant traffic jam since the war began. Okay. And since, well, at least since the blockade began. So anyway, I think the biggest thing that he's saying is that commerce will begin to flow freely because it won't be under the cabal control. They've been causing so much havoc with commerce for all these years because they've utilized their evil schemes on all the conflict in the Middle East, as well as the insurance, as well as just all the media hubbub about it and controlling the petrodollar. And that is ending. We'll have commerce flowing freely. And this is exactly what it's talking about in the book of Revelation, chapter 18. It's, you know, I just didn't realize, you know, I didn't understand the big picture of how they controlled the world because they control the commerce. So here's it, where it says in Revelation chapter 18, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout, Babylon is fallen. See the word Babylon, that's the city of evil. That's the cabal. That's the new world order. That's the Antichrist, the great city of evil. Is fallen. Who's this talking about? Of course, it's talking about the cabal. She has become a home for demons. She's a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. All the nations have been under their thumb and had to do their bidding. But he's saying commerce will be flowing freely, no more under their control. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desires for extravagant luxury, and the merchants of the world have grown rich. Now, I'll say this. Secretary of Treasury Bessent has been talking about that so many of these Middle Eastern countries, like Bahrain, like the UAE, had been turning a blind eye to some of the cheating on the sanctions that Iran was doing. But no more, because Iran fired upon them with these missiles. Well, they're like, well, okay, then fine. We're going to tell what you've been doing. So all the crimes of the cabal, they're not being covered up anymore. Amazing, amazing. So yeah, they joined in league. They committed adultery, quote, with her, with the cabal. They covered up because they didn't want to be, you know, boxed out. Okay. Then I heard another voice coming from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not partake in her sins, or you'll be punished with her. You want a piece of what Iran is getting? You want a piece of what the cabal is getting? No. We're on the side of Trump. We're on the side of America. We're on the side of doing what's right, finally. And they're turning the evidence over to Bessent and President Trump. For her sins are piled as high as heaven. God remembers her evil deeds. Remember how the Lord said he would remember our sins no more? Here he remembers their sins. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, I'm a queen on my throne. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. Death and mourning and famine. She'll be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord who judges her is mighty. This is exactly like the movie. He came in with guns blazing and destroying them, and they could not stop him. just like they cannot stop President Trump and the U.S. military. This is biblical. This is exactly what it's talking about in Revelation chapter 18. And so here they are. They had brewed a cup of terror, like stealing all these money, the money from these people, stealing our health, stealing our future, stealing everything from us. And they just thought, oh, what do we care? We're the queen. We're the queen bee. Isn't this exactly what we're reading, what we're witnessing? And President Trump wants us to see it. And that's why I want to keep reminding you of it. And don't forget, if you haven't seen this up on my wall above my lion, you've got way up there, you'll see I've got a crown. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah has triumphed. I don't know if you guys have seen that lately. Oh, now I've messed up my camera. Anyway, because the true king, the true royalty is here. The kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They'll stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They'll cry out, how terrible for you, O Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came upon you. Just like these creeps in Washington, D.C. are wanting Iran to win. They're clearly for Iran. You see, the news is clearly for Iran. And you know, you see Charles going to speak to Congress and they're all clapping for him like trained seals. Like they want Iran to win and they want Ukraine to win. It's really so shameful. And they're saying that how terrible in a single moment God's judgment came on you. They realize they can't stop Trump. They can't stop MAGA. They can't stop the judgment of God. And they're scared to pieces. They're doing everything they can and it's not going to work. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there's no one left to buy their goods. She bought great quantities of gold and silver and jewels and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth, things made of fragrant thinine wood, ivory goods and objects made of expensive wood, and bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies. That is human slaves. That is what's behind all of this. If it was just that they were making money off of us, it'd be one thing. But when they sell children, that's when we all jumped into the battle and said, no, we're not putting up with that. And ultimately, it's all of our lives. The entire hive is threatened if they control the commerce. They can no longer control the commerce. That's what I'm telling you Pete Hegseth is saying, is that the commerce will again be flowing freely. How about that? The fancy things you love so much are gone. All your luxuries and splendors are gone forever, never to be yours again. Like in this movie, the people were so unbelievably wealthy. I mean, just everything dripping with gold, just horrible that they had, because of all that they had stolen from the people. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They'll weep and cry out, how terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, the wealth of that city is gone. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so this is the last part of it. It says, rejoice over her fate, O heaven and people of God, apostles and prophets, for at last, God has judged her for your sakes. And a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. A millstone. Huh, interesting. We were just talking about a millstone, dragging that kid into the depths of the sea. Who made this movie? This movie is so biblical. And shouted, threw it into the ocean and shouted just like that, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sound of harps and flutes and trumpets will never be found in you, heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. That's why. They have any questions about why this judgment is coming upon them, that is why. Because they have taken and taken and taken from people all over the world, gathering up all of the proceeds, all the resources from people all over the country, all over the world. So yeah, this is the end of it. If you haven't seen this, this is from my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I go into detail verse by verse by verse in the book of Revelation chapter 18. That's in the Revelation 18. So this is the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Just search it. You'll find it. Or you can go to melissaredpill.com and go to the End Times page and you'll see it over there. It's also found if you go to freedomforce.live. freedomforce.live/endtimes. Let me say that again, freedomforce.live/endtimes. And also you can find out more about how this is biblical, all these Bible stories you've maybe not even heard of, about like Yael and Gideon, and that this is happening before our eyes. It's clear as a bell. Also, the beautiful stories of the minor prophets, they told us what we were going to see, and it's happening exactly like they said. So great. They even told us about the woman in labor 18 times, the beautiful sign that shows that this is the end times for them. Also, check out the Golden Age book, and don't forget to go in. Thank you for the other people putting in reviews. If you haven't put reviews, please take a moment and do that. I would really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to hit the like button before we go. We're going to have one more thing I've got to show you, and we're going to go. But yeah, it really helps people to see these books, and the Golden Age is about our beautiful future. And I really appreciate Jody saying that she's my proofreader, and she was checking it, and she said that she just is loving the book so much. It's just given so much hope about our future. Keep your eyes on the prize, everybody. All right, I think that's everything. Here's the page, freedomforce.live/endtimes, and you can see more information about end times. And then maybe share these clips with people. Is this the Great Awakening? I think that'll help them to connect those dots. Here's the audiobooks. Also, you can listen to the books on right here on my channel on freedomforce.live. You can also listen to them on Audible. They're on there now. They've been approved, and you can buy these and get one free if you want to do that over on melissaredpill.com. Okay, I showed you that. I think that's it. There's our wonderful president and our beautiful first lady telling these false royals to get out. Get out. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. We praise you. Thank you that you are the king of the world and that nothing can stop what is coming because you rule this world. You are the true king of all kings. We thank you that you were destroying the power of these evil kings right before our very eyes. Thank you that just like it was saying in your holy word in Revelation 18, that their ability to control the commerce will end. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the eyes to see this beautiful day. Lord, thank you that you've allowed us to be part of what you're doing in this day. Not only to be awake, but also to be in here and to fight alongside you. We thank you for President Trump and all that he's doing, and just ask you to protect him as we know you will, because he is your anointed for this day. And thank you that we're going to see this jubilee one at one time or another. Either way, Lord, we're just really happy to see these people being brought down, and just in your perfect timing. Whatever your timing is, we trust you on that. But thank you for all these who fought so valiantly. Thank you for our military. Protect them, Lord. Surround them with your heavenly host. And those who've done evil, we pray that they'll be exposed. They'll come out of the shadows and they'll be removed. And that they will not be able to be stealthy and to hide their crimes and blame someone else. But they will be held accountable for their own crimes against us, against all of humanity. That they've shed innocent blood. And you will remember their sins. Thank you, Lord, that you are the king of the world and will enter your beautiful kingdom. Your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth just as it is in heaven. I pray this in your great name, Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got to hang out together. As always, definitely go check out more resources over on melissaredpill.com. Check out the health page and take care of yourself. I will see you on Saturday morning at 10:30, and I'll see you Sunday at 11. And I will talk to you later. Release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.